Welcome to the Ideal Investor Show. This is the podcast where we help you challenge your mindset and discover where you are. Tired of stories about other people's success? We can help you change your life, determine your time freedom point, and join us on the journey to financial success. Let's go. Hello and welcome for another episode at the Ideal Investor Show, where we bring you interesting guests for interviews, but where I also four times a week talk to you, give you my opinion, give you some updates, give you some news. And that's what I'm going to do today. And this time I want to talk to you about crypto and specifically about Bitcoin. And you might say, well, I thought I came here to the show because this is about residential real estate investing. And you're right, that is what the show is typically about. But we're also talking about how do we actually diversify our portfolio. So I always say, and I have this, I live this on a daily basis, we have 70% of our investments in residential real estate. But that begs the question, what do we do with the other 30%? And I would say the way it breaks down is we have about 10% of our remaining 30% investments in stocks, 10% in gold, and 10% in Bitcoin. And you heard that I just said Bitcoin. I didn't just say crypto, because there is a huge difference, in my opinion, between what Bitcoin is and what all the other 10,000 or however many other crypto so-called currencies and coins are out there. And I'm not saying this just by myself. I'm seeing this well aligned with the government regulatory agencies who recently have said Bitcoin is a commodity. And if you ask yourself what is similar or comparable in commodities, that is gold, silver, copper, pig bellies, that kind of stuff is commodities. Whereas the other crypto coins and currencies are considered securities. A security is similar to like a stock. Right. So Bitcoin is different in that sense. And I want you to be aware of it. And I want you to be aware that that is one area that you can diversify your investments, because you don't want 100% in residential real estate or 100% in any of the other ones, whether it's gold or Bitcoin or stocks or so forth. Now, the other part why I think it is interesting to talk a little bit for a few minutes about Bitcoin today is because Bitcoin has just recently gotten above the $60,000 per coin valuation. And you may have heard years ago that the top highest valuation that Bitcoin ever reached was $75,000. The lowest they have been in the last 5 years was around $19,000. So Bitcoin is obviously a relatively volatile asset class right now, but part of the reason why it is, and there are many, many similarities to other assets, is because it is relatively new and relatively limited in its use yet. Right? If you say, okay, how is it that gold, in comparison as one of the other commodities that we can diversify our investment in, is not fluctuating so much as well? Part of it is because it's been around for 5,000 years. It's held by many, 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 many hands or people or governments without ever being sold. So a lot, 98% or so of all the gold is just sitting somewhere in a vault, either in the form of coins or bars or something like that. It's just not moving, and it just retains its value. Now, it's going up a little bit every year, if for no other reason than inflation. But otherwise, it's not going up crazy between 19,000 and 60,000 and then back to 20,000 and stuff like that. Bitcoin is relatively new in comparison. It doesn't have a 5,000-year history, but the use is getting broader. And when you ask yourself, how is it that it went from about 36,000 to more than 60,000 since the beginning of 2024, one important thing has happened, and you may or may not have paid attention in the news about it, and that is that the SEC finally decided, yes, Bitcoin is a commodity, and because it is now defined as a commodity, investment houses like BlackRock and Fidelity and Vanguard and others like that can actually take Bitcoin into their portfolio of assets that they basically manage on behalf of their clients. So what does that mean? The first thing that these large companies had done is they apply to the SEC to say, we would like to create an ETF, an exchange-traded fund, that also includes Bitcoin, among other things. And so a fund is basically a bucket of money that is being put out. People can put their money in from 401k plans, pension funds, and otherwise. And that fund is then trading in accordance with the value of all the different things, including Bitcoin in it. So they applied for registering the fund. The SEC approved the establishment of what's called spot Bitcoin ETFs. And then these companies that have thousands and thousands and thousands of people and investors and companies under their management can start directing money into those funds. And what happens with anything that is in limited supply and a lot of demand, the price goes up. Now, that's also one of the reasons why I'm always saying Bitcoin is different, because Bitcoin in the whole world, there are 21 million coins, Bitcoins. And so when a relatively small number of people has coins, and then the really, really big financial institutions like Vanguard and BlackRock and so forth start offering Bitcoins, well, then we have a situation where supply and demand are such that the price goes up. And that's why we have seen, at least for a large part, this increase in price from about 35,000 to 60,000 and above. Now, it's not going to be a straight line. It's not going to continue to go up like that. But it is very likely that in the future, Bitcoin will increase to a certain price level and then stabilize at that level, similar to gold and silver and platinum and things like that, and not be as volatile anymore. But I thought it was an interesting piece of news on the one hand for everybody that is listening to our show to know that Bitcoin is now above 60,000. And if you got any, even just a few fractional parts of Bitcoin in the past at lower prices, you probably have a good profit. My recommendation would be just keep it, just like if you have gold coins, I would always say keep it. Keep them, even if they increase in value, unless you have an emergency where you need to actually turn them into money. But as long as you have them and you don't need to do anything, just keep them. The other thing is obviously that as the market grows, the price is going to go up. So there is a lot of potential for this little piece, this little slice of your diversified portfolio to keep doing well. So that's it for today. And keep an eye on it, like you should keep an eye on all your investments. With that being said, be well, stay safe, and I talk to you tomorrow.